Hello and welcome to this final day of the Humility of God Bible Plan about Jesus' servanthood. And today we're considering the exalted servant. This last week we have seen something of the multifaceted nature of Jesus' servanthood. But the ultimate conclusion is that he is now exalted upon the throne of heaven. Those who humble themselves will be exalted. And Jesus is the ultimate example. He who is rich beyond all splendour, all for love's sake, became so poor, so that we through his poverty might become spiritually rich. You don't get much poorer than dying naked on a cross. You don't get richer than a place in God's eternal kingdom of the new creation. Jesus perfectly models humble service to us in a way that we can only echo. The next most humble servant in the world is only a pale shadow of all that Jesus has done for us. God doesn't expect us to humble ourselves because he has a superiority complex. He himself has demonstrated the humility we are to display. Humility might seem blasphemous to associate with God, but it means to not think more highly of ourselves than we ought. It's impossible for God to think more highly of himself than he ought. So Jesus leads by example, and he is the greatest humble servant leader ever. Dear Lord, we want to thank you for your leadership and service of us. May we follow in your footsteps until you call us home forevermore. Amen. Are you humbly prepared to submit to the exalted Christ? Thank you for joining me, and God bless.